CEW Mobile.
KO4CEN.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Hi. It's almost about time to get off my exit ramp.
And earlier, you're actually running on time, it looks like, huh?
Morning at 6, so I gotta make sure I get in and get ready.
You gotta hate that.
I like the 6:30 meeting the best, but Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Make it up there, I think, but I'm gonna go up maybe early morning or something and maybe help, you know, get some things set up and that. I want to be back home by the time Susan gets home at about 3:30.
An hour from my house to there.
Getting about location, I just need somebody to, like, drop a pin on the Google map and see what address it gives you.
Well, I know what it's near, but I've got the GPS coordinates for it from APRS is what Chad sent me.
I got into my phone and get a location on it.
Rely on a map, go use Google Maps and then send it to my phone or come up with a physical address that way.
Had a few snowflakes again on Saturday morning.
That, which I hadn't really been keeping up with it. I know my wife originally said they might be something this weekend, but then when I looked, it was Sunday or Monday, I didn't really see anything that stood out.
It was a few days ago, and then they just kind of dogged off of it and didn't say anything, and now they back saying maybe a little bit of a dusting or something, but they don't know for sure. And at the mountains, I think in Hendersonville, it's supposed to get at least a couple of inches.
I complain if we got one more good snow.
A couple of more.
Abnormal.
Snow to hit the ground right before Thanksgiving and just stay until about April. And then I'm pretty much done with it.
I mean, you know, if it started warming up now, I wouldn't be heartbroken. But I definitely wouldn't mind one more good snow.
Flowers start popping up. Hey, yesterday?
Man, head count's a little rough right now, just with people out, COVID, and everything else on top of that.
We're in the same boat, you know, I mean, just, and we're so light on people, you know, we're only like 75 people for the whole plant. So you split that up between shifts and everything, and you get a few out, you really hurt.
Now I've got 4 or 5 just in my area out. I got one guy, he's been out since 1st of January. Came back, worked one day, was lightheaded, and said he's having trouble working. I'm like, well, dude, you got to go home. He's been out since. I don't know when this guy's coming back.
He's been out since March of last year and that, but it, you know, he had bronchitis and then he got COVID and then they found blood clots on his lungs and then he was doing pretty good and then all of a sudden he'd just be sitting there and he'd get out of breath and that, so they think maybe COVID did some damage and so now they investigating other things, so ain't no telling when he's coming back. And then another guy went out in October, hurt his shoulder, and then they did shoulder surgery. Now he ain't coming back until probably April, and that, so we're really hurting.
I think I was only out about 4 months for both my shoulders, but, man, that's a long time, 6 months.
Guy is, I guess it took him a couple of months because of COVID and everything, you know, to get him in and get it scheduled and everything. So, I mean, he was out with a messed up shoulder. They had to do some reconstruction and stuff like that. So it was already bothering him before he hurt it.
Yeah, that one dude I got, he's just basically fatigued, and he's not working. I'm like, come on. I mean, I get it. I really do, but, I mean, I don't know how you stay out of work fatigued.
By the time I hit the car to head to the house, I'm pretty much a give out. After I eat, I'm sure give out after that.
It's just hard for me to imagine that. I mean, the dude's young. He's probably in his early 20s. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he had any complications. It was just that tiredness after being over COVID. And he's been out almost the entire month of January now.
We're late. I mean, me and Susan both, she's just now feeling pretty good. And then I've been, you know, each day I was fatigued. You do something that you think you're all right, you do something for an hour, and then all of a sudden you're down the rest of the day.
Well, Ken, I got to start walking in. That way I can get ready for my meeting. So you be safe on your way to work, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. I'm going to say 73C, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Drew, enjoy your meeting, and I hope you have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
KO4HKX, mobile.
Patrick, how you doing this morning? KN4TFW.
Great. How about yourself?
Well, can't complain.
Sound like Andrew was doing pretty good.
I couldn't wait to get to that 6 o'clock meeting.
It's up in his voice.
S word for you for Saturday, maybe a couple of inches.
I'm supposed to use language like that on the radio now. Come on.
Disgusting. We'd like to see some more myself.
If you want to come see it.
Not all gone, except for maybe where they plowed it now.
The yards are still white, still piles of it on the edge of the roads. The roads are good, but it's still laying everywhere that, I mean, it's not been just laying in direct sunlight for days.
Over those days from out west, if it snowed in the last 2 weeks, there was roads you better not go down.
Roads that are closed up here on the upper end of the county. You get the freezing and thawing going on, and these steep, windy roads, they cause for some treacherous predicaments.
He gives a little bit of black ice. I mean, we're going for, I think, 60 today.
On top of the tool truck all day yesterday, dripping water all over everybody. Everybody's fussing about it, and I'm like, climb up there and get it off.
Seem to push it off, and you don't have one of them fancy ladders to climb up on top?
No, I learned a long time ago, you don't get on a ladder in weather like this.
I'd be asking for a fall, for sure.
Trampling in the snow, and then you step up on that aluminum ladder, guess what? Bye-bye.
Well, the safety report for the whole company for last week, and I think three people slipped and hurt themselves, and I think one of them was on some snow and ice at one of the plants.
It's easy to do this time of year, so you got to be real careful. It don't snow, so I can come down and hang out with Andrew and Chad and them and do the winter field day.
But I might go early, maybe help set up and that. I gotta leave about the time it's starting so I can get back home before Susan gets home.
Hoping to head down early and just make a day out of it. I've talked to Chad already. He's fine with it. Just come down and hang out for a little while.
Get on Google Maps and see what address it gives you and send it to me.
It's really not that hard to find if you just go to Roanoke Baptist Church and put that address in. It's real close to there, but there is no address.
It's like Virginia.
Roger that.
That big Pickens?
I believe so.
I'll do it when I get to work, see what it gives me.
Getting to bed this morning.
Pretty good last night. That's unusual for me. Came by yesterday afternoon, put in, replaced a few windows, and then they got one more to do. They brought the wrong one.
Windows put in at the house?
Put in? Oh, man, must be 7 or 8 years by now. And every once in a while, one of them will go bad, and I think I had about 4 or 5 that went bad, so they replaced them.
They got a lifetime warranty or something?
Yep, roger that.
You got a company that'll stand behind their product anymore, especially with everything going on nowadays.
So it's got argon between the glass, and then if it develops some kind of leak and the argon leaks out, then it kind of turns the glass turns like hazy.
Start to get condensation in between there too.
It's when you open them up, each one's got a serial number. You just call them with the serial number, and then they get some new ones made and get them out there to you. Send a tech to install them.
Good.
Just drinking coffee. KN4 TFW.
KO4 HKX. Same here. I'm just drinking tea instead of coffee.
Slacking too much yesterday, and then I noticed when I got home I had half a cup of coffee still left.
Drinking all my tea yesterday. I don't know what it was. And a couple bottles of water also. I was thirsty yesterday. I guess it's the dry air being out in it again.
This time of year, getting dehydrated for sure.
Up on you, because you don't think about it, because you're not sweating, but your body's still getting rid of the moisture quick.
Right about that. Had a Ford truck commercial where they show the one where, you know, it kind of like drives itself, and they're going the right down the road, clapping or whatever, not holding on to the steering wheel, and then he's also pulling a trailer. How can you even get by advertising something like that?
I haven't seen the commercial, but I don't know how you get by advertising something like that, because there'll be people out there trying to try it and going to sleep behind the steering wheel.
This one, like, you know, they've been working on the road, and, you know, they move the lines, and then they put them back and everything, and sometimes this thing just thinks that it needs to, you know, move over or whatever, and if it ever does that all of a sudden, and you're pulling a trailer and you ain't got a hold of it, man, you're going to be so screwed.
I'm sorry, but I don't want anything driving for me at all. I don't like the lane departure, all that stuff. Vibrating seats and steering wheels and all this buzzing and banging going on, I don't want nothing to do with none of it.
Yeah, mine's got all that. You can turn it all on and everything. And but it's got like the lane departure. I think I usually got it on all the time or whatever. And at first it was like, man, it was aggravating. But after you get used to it, I think it kind of helps you stay in the lane better, because it rarely comes on me anymore.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. And it may be the fact that I worked on some of that stuff before I got out. And the failure rate of it, I don't trust any of it. And I just can't do it. I'm not ready for that in my lifetime.
Matt, hey, let's switch over to the other repeater you're starting to get in your black hole.
Okay, I was just getting ready to say that. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear.
KN4 TFW, clear.